Time.
C. C is for...
Cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for...
Kitten.
Cam.
C. Wait. Fianro. C. U. Unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C. K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for... Montreal.
A Tribe Called Red is the hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
And to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
What time is it now, please?
3:58, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch your rule. Whoa, whoa. Yes, yeah, stretch your rule. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my name is Vern Mato. And I live in Montreal, Canada. And every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Na na na.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT, Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
For those of you who are here from Barbados, we'd like to dedicate this song to all of you. I know it's our independence. And some of you may be thinking of home and your loved ones at home. And also to our old friend Mike Wilkinson.
Beautiful Barbados.
Jam on the Caribbean Sea. Come back to my island, Barbados. Come back to my island and me. Please come back when the night winds are blowing. Please come back to the surf and the sea. You'll find rest, you'll find peace in Barbados. Come back to my island and me.
If you know the words, I want to hear you singing now. Everybody.
Beautiful, beautiful Barbados, gem of the Caribbean Sea. Come back to my island, Barbados. Come back to my island and me.
Blessed from above, strong to have made it this far.
Unafraid of the future, surrounded by love.
Proud, proud of who we are. These fields and the hills, beyond recall. The pages of history,
legends to let us stay.
Oh,
ocean, our shelter from the storm.
Guide us when tomorrow comes, and under your blue skies, let the children sing.
Light up their lives, teach them everything.
A road has been built for us all.
Legends to legacy.
Oh, we will all stand
what Barbados said to the Queen. Over and out. Goodbye. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. Let me say welcome to CKUT Radio McGill, 90.3 FM, standing tall, feeling good. Welcome to Montreal, where it's snowing, and they say there's going to be a storm tomorrow. It's good for those who are working. You can stay home and enjoy the storm. Me, I was never good at snowstorms. I worked on the railroad, and whenever they had an engine that was broken in the middle of nowhere, it was always during one of these storms. So you get there on the track, you jump off the track, you snow up to your waist. Wow, but those were the good old days. No longer there, but the memories still linger on. So I want to say a pleasant good afternoon to you, and welcome also Sunshine Radio. That's WFFR, all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. It's beautiful. It's beautiful in its own way, but the politics has made it look dirty. Zoom meeting this afternoon. We will be having a young man from Barbados. We are featuring Barbados this afternoon, and just want to say congrats. Congrats to Barbados on doing what Jamaica has failed to do. Let me get down this music in the background. That's, of course, Dean Fraser. And touching a little bit on the Bajan thing. You know, I'll be speaking to Mr. Nigel Clark. Now, I've known Nigel Clark 200 years. And we cross our path every now and again, and so forth and so forth. He is the president of Barbados House in Montreal, and we're going to talk to him around 4:30. We want to know what's up with the Barbados House. It's been around for a long time, I guess, just like the Jamaican Association. All right, so what's new? Let me see what's new. I got to get back in the brains. And as I said, the Gazette is saying winter storm coming on Sunday. So if you don't have on your snowshoes because of certain things, you don't want to agree with people to wear, the authorities to wear snowshoes, don't go out. You know, I gotta give a nice little praise to Janice Roti. That's a little small takeout restaurant we have here on the the West Island. I decided that I wanted a roti. I haven't had a roti in a while. And we went there, and believe you me, I was totally impressed. Can I say that? I was so impressed with their roti, because it was heavy. And if you want to know a good TNT roti, it's always heavy, meaty. Because I have a spot there that I used to eat right around the Savannah. It's called Hot Shop. You walk in there and they throw that roti at you, catching it like a football. Yes, the roti hit the spot. Janice Roti, I'll see. All right. I don't remember the address, but it was wonderful. Wonderful. Janice was there, but she had her staff, and they sort of looked after us real good. Had a problem with my wiper blades coming on the 40 the other day, and a Friday to be exact. And the stupid thing, the rubber on the wiper blade went shoo. So I'm driving like I'm in Jamaica, where there's only one wiper blade working, because I had a car like that. Sometimes one wiper blade would just stop, and we drive. We don't care. We lean across and we drive. Some people would say, it's style, boy, I style that. Anyway, this wiper blade, the rubber flew off in the midst of traffic coming under 40. I stopped at Canadian Tire, bought the blade. Folks, I'm supposed to be a mechanic by trade, although we deal with bigger equipment. Could I put it on? They have so many little things. In my days with wiper blades, Take your screwdriver, lift up the back, pull it off. Put on a new one. This one had some little finklings and tinklings and all kind of things to go with it. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, is this a wiper blade or do I need technology? Anyway, so I called my friend, young man with the garage out here, Ian Lindsay. And he said, I'm right now on St. Charles near the Scotiabank. If I come and get you, because I was in the Canadian Tire parking lot on Sources. And I said, no, I couldn't let the guy drive all the way out there. So I took out my Jamaican and I looked to the right because it was my side, the driver's side rubber was gone. And I drove out to St. Charles and I met him there. And, you know, folks, in 5 minutes, Ian had that blade on. I was so mad. I felt so foolish. You know, I'm a certified mechanic. If you want to put whatever it is there. And I couldn't get this thing on 5 minutes, but it's their generation. It's their generation of type of wiper blades, how it's situated, because you can change around. It's for a different car. One wiper blade for five different cars. In my days, one wiper blade for a Chevrolet Celebrity, that was it. But anyway, I got to thank Ian because he didn't have to. So I'm, you know, he was doing his thing and I interrupted him. But so be it, you know. I thank you, my friend. He's like my little friend at Costco. Whenever I say it's so-and-so, Miss Carol is always there for me. I love her. And so be it. And this is why I support my local businesses, you know what I mean? And don't think I do this because you think I might be getting it for free. No, I like to pay. I love to pay. Because even if they give me a discount, so be it. You know what I mean? But I don't want to use them. I'm no good at that. So, what time is it? 24 minutes past. Coming up on the half an hour, I told you I'll be speaking to the president of the Barbados House. And I was listening to... I don't know if I was busy listening or laughing to the two crazy guys that was on CJLO between 2 and 4, 3 and 4. Mr. Loveman Kent, beware. When Loveman Kent is on the radio along with 610, beware is all I have to say because them two are crazy. They had me laughing and that's what radio is all about. So I'm just going to take it easy this afternoon because it's rain and it's snowing. It was raining, snowing, snowing, raining. I don't know what they want to do, but everything is all right. You know, it's Christmas time and we have an interview with a young man that Drew is going to handle. Just D is his name. I'm not really familiar with the guy. I wouldn't be doing him justice. So... we're going to pay some commercials and then we'll get back to the regular programming. And hope you're enjoying the day. Because for some strange reason, this week has been a rough week personally for me. And in the sense that I, you know, it's a long story, but you never seem to get anything right. You know, that type of thing. And it was a long week. I hope next week is not like that. So we will pay the commercials and then we will get back into regular programming. So keep it locked, CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. My name is Howard Carr, all 6'4" of me and in height and 5 feet in expansion. So remember, keep it locked. Never forget to keep it locked on CKUT 90.3 FM. See the people at Lindsay Auto for Roofs and Childs, Door E in El Bazar. Rust proofing, new tires, oil change, tire change. Winterize your vehicle. All your vehicle care can be done here. General inspection and maintenance. That's Lindsay Auto for Rue St. Charles. That's over there in El Bazar. 514-781-7373. That's 514-781-7373. Lindsay Auto. Lindsay, you can't Auto. Go wrong. Lindsay, you can't Auto. Go wrong.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Too funny, Mr. Drew. There's Nigel, so I'm just going to put him right on air as we talk here a minute. Nigel, call me back, please. Sorry, I was busy fooling around with the phone. Call me back right now, please. Once again, CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. Here we go. Hello, Nigel.
Yes, sir.
All right. How are you?
I am doing well, and you?
I can't complain, you know. I'm still 6'4" tall. And you?
Well, you're on the air already, or?
You're directly on the air with me right away.
Okay, thanks. Well, I do appreciate that session, that musical session you just had there for the 4 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Great. We do appreciate that very much, the Barbadian community. And thank you for the long support of Barbados and Barbados House.
I know. I was wondering, how long have I known you, Nigel? Or you have known Stretch? It's a long time.
Stretch, don't let us let out our ears, but I remember Atwater and the record shop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Coming in there on Saturday mornings to get the latest out of Jamaica.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, it's pleasant memories, if we may say so. You know, and
yes.
I'm always mesmerized whenever I get somebody who can relate with me of what we did in Montreal. How big is the Barbados House now? You've been president for how long? Two questions in one.
Yes, well, now this is going into my fifth year. But we've been around now. Last year, 2019, we were supposed to do our 50th anniversary.
Wow.
Going into 2020. And because of the virus and the pandemic, we had to put it off. We was having Ray Plasterby. And Jew was going to be one of our promoters. Jew was going to organize most of the entertainment.
Right.
We had to put that off. This year, we thought we would be able to have it. And so said we have to put it off. But we will have our 50th anniversary if next year being better than 19, 20, or 21, we will have our 50th anniversary.
Mm.
Right now, as you know, we don't have that many people emigrating from Barbados. So the members we have now are all aging, and now we're looking at the young Barbadians, the young Belgian Canadians that we're hoping we're able to take on and move forward with the association. Or we just have to, over the next 5-10 years, we'll be one of those memories. Keep our memories that Barbados House was around.
We're
depending on the young people to take it on and move forward with the association.
All right, let me ask you something, because I've seen this in several other associations, which I won't mention. What do you do to attract the young folks?
Good question. And we know that one of the challenge of the young people, we cannot really relate to them as total Barbadians. We have to relate to them as Canadians. So as much as we would like to keep the culture of Barbados going, we also have to fit, marry the Canadian culture along with the Barbadian culture. So when the young Barbadian Canadians comes in, we have to have to give them the opportunity to do their own thing and still keep the culture alive, but they are Canadians. Mm-hmm. And we cannot impose the total Barbados culture on them. So we have a group of young people, Cynthia Wave, we also have Father Jimson, Chris, Pauline, we have quite a few young people that are ready to take on the association. Mm-hmm. And we are hoping that they will take it over by next year and move in a different direction.
They should.
Because we have a young lady by the name of Cynthia, very intelligent, knows the whole marketing, the social aspect of the social media, and she will be moved by herself in a whole different direction already.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to her to be the next leader of Barbados House with the support of the younger generation.
Nice. That's,
yeah.
Now that Barbados has moved on, I look at it that way. They have moved on independence of 55 years. How do you feel about Barbados becoming a republic?
Stretch, good question. Long overdue. We know that there's a complete circle, emancipation, independence, and now republic. So the circle is all completed now that we are a sovereign nation. And that's the whole process, because as much as you're independent, you still have to make allegiance to the Queen. Now we do not refer to her, we refer her to the Queen of England.
Mm-hmm.
And the changes that was made over the last 4 days since we had Republic, there's a lot of changes, and it means now that Barbados now can stand totally independent and Republic, the People Republic, more so now that our allegiance is no longer to the Queen. We have to make allegiance to Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see the changes, now we don't have a government house. We have a state house.
Of course.
It is no longer Barbados Police, Royal Police Force. It's no Barbados Police Service. So the force, as you know, in a police system means brutality and force. Right now it is called a service, which mm-hmm. is really great.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot of changes that have been happening since the Republic kicked in. And it's all for the betterment of Bajans.
Nice. Well, I think so, too. It's as the old saying goes, it's better when you're pulling up your own pants.
So, true.
And Barbados is doing that now, and I'm extremely proud of them. I can safely say... I don't want to take no political side, but I like your prime minister, you know, your president now.
Yes.
You know, and she is well outspoken. She comes to the point, and from as an observer on the outside watching, don't get me wrong, I'm not a Bajan. I don't think they'll adopt me yet. But, you know, another thing is we're changing the subject a little bit. I see where the and I'm going to talk about it after we finish here. Rihanna became a national hero. And what would you define a national hero as?
Well, a national hero could come in different forms. I mean, we know that a national hero is one that goes out with pride and promote your country.
Mm-hmm.
When we had national hero as Sir Gary Sobers, mm-hmm. he became a hero because of his fame in cricket to be the world's greatest cricketer.
Right.
Now, we know Rihanna is one of the world's and greatest entertainers, and that she also support Barbados a lot. I mean, she give to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. She give to when we had the problems with the COVID-19. She supported us. So she also is a great ambassador. So she's the ambassador, culture ambassador, and she gives, she promotes Barbados all over. And if you notice, she doesn't give up her accent. She don't try to speak like an American. She speaks with her Belgian accent.
Yeah, that's true.
And people sometimes make fun of it, but she doesn't mind because she, that would define who she is. So we know that when DJs go on the radio, they want to all sound like Americans. That's why, Brother Stretch, I do admire you so much because you do not want to imitate anyone. Mm-mm. You want people to imitate you. So when you get on the air and you're speaking with your Belgian accent, your Jamaican accent, because that's going to define you, who you are. Now, when you try to speak like an American, you confuse the issue.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Well, and that's what Rihanna has on a lot of other entertainers. She do not pretend to be American. She don't speak like... Now, we all know that when you're speaking in certain public forms, then you have to define your English. You have to pronounce your words clearly because now you're speaking to a different set of people. But at the bottom line, that accent is still there.
Yes, sir. I heard her when she was on that podium, and she says, wherever I go, I will always be a Bajan. And that's a great feeling because this young lady is rotten rich.
Yes.
Rotten rich. She didn't have to be there. She could have said, to hell with it, you know, and what have you. But, you know, I'm having a problem right now, and I'll talk about it when we finish here, because there's a radio personality in Jamaica who has made a comment that really is rocking Jamaica, and they don't like it at all. Her name is Faye Ellington. She labels Rihanna dress inappropriate. What the hell is? What does that mean?
Well, I saw that too on Facebook, and I know it's going around on social media, and a lot of Jamaicans are pushing back on what she said.
Oh, big time, but, big time.
You see, the whole appropriate meaning to you, what you want, what you accept. I mean, I do not have problems with dress code because I would believe that that's how you feel comfortable. So let it be. I might not like it, but I don't have to voice my opinion. And I don't like it. Just don't look at it. So it's more of jealousy.
I don't know if it's jealousy or because they're still in this British milieu where you should be stiff in your dressing. And she has to let go of that. That's the reason why Barbados is going for the independence. What word? Independence or
Republic.
Yes, the Republic. Because they want to be themselves. They want to be their own. And she had on a lovely dress as far as I'm concerned. And the prince was there. I'm sure he was ogling at her as she jiggled down the... I thought she looked lovely. And I'm disappointed that this lady would say that, you know. And I want it to be known that I really don't care for that, you know. And as some of the people on Facebook was saying, the truth of the matter is Barbados is now a republic. And unlike the people set to lead the country, knows they are going to need all the assistance they can get moving forward. So, you know, she gonna dress for somebody. She gonna look good. I thought she looked good. What do I know? I'm not a dresser thing, but she looked damn good.
But you're not a dress policeman. So, I mean, let's face it, the majority of people will think she looked fabulous. Mm-hmm. But Stretch, guess getting back to the Republic.
Yes.
Again, it's all growing pains because you know that I remember when Barry went forward for independence, we had a pushback as well that it wouldn't work. We can't afford it. We don't have no resources to support it. 55 years come and we make it. So it's made it. So it means now that the Republic will have some challenges. and area part of the growing pain. But once you, now we are trying to create a charter, and that getting a lot of pushback because in the charter it's all new, it's a new document, and she and the government want to cover all the bases. So some of the wording in the charter has the religious people up in arms. And then you also look at the changes that are coming down. We know that the whole history of Barbados have to be rewritten. And get rid of the British history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the right now. There's a committee form of the University of the West Indies that have a task to rewrite the whole history of Barbados going back from slavery and up to modern times. So that's going to be big when that all comes. The books, they're going to get rid of all those books in elementary school about Britain and the war. Nothing to do with slavery and what we went through to get to this stage of being a republic. So it's a journey. As the Prime Minister said, it's a journey. And we just complete the circle. And now we know that there's going to be a lot of growing pains. But that's the reality. I know Jamaica just present a resolution in the House to start looking at Republic for your 60th anniversary. And they just table that resolution to start looking at that changes for the 60th anniversary. So we know a lot of the Caribbean islands are going to start looking at the possibility.
Yeah, it's time we start look after ourselves and stop depending on the British, whatever they have to offer these days. Not much. But everything with the courts, you have to go to Britain for them.
Yes.
It's okay. It's all right.
And it's 30 years since anyone broke away from Britain. 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So in the last 30 years, everything was okay. Now, Barbados step forward. 30 years since we had anyone, any country or island decided to move away from Britain as the Queen as head of state.
Yes, my brother. All right. I am glad I got you to talk to Mr. Nigel Clark. And we got to keep in touch now. You have to.
Yes.
You have to tell me what is happening with Barbados as we go along.
Yes.
In this new...
Stretch, it's really a pleasure because when we look at going back in the community, you were always there for Barbados. So I remember I could have called you the Friday and say, I want to come on here to talk about an event that's on. And you would say, okay, here's the time. Drop off the flyer. I mean, the days when you used to go and put flyers in the box at the morning time before your show. And you will read them unexpected. And we know that you'll be supporting Barbados South now for years.
Well,
as you said, we know each other a long time. I remember when I was working at PVM, and you come up on mornings to go to Tim Hortons to get your coffee. We would stop and chat for 10 minutes.
Mind people business, yes.
You know, we ran each other. You come to get your coffee. I hustle to get into the office and we start up and chat. So we going by years.
Years, my brother, years. And it's a pleasure talking with you. And
yes.
I you know, what can I say? But take care, Nigel, and keep in touch. And you can still call me whenever you have anything you want to drop off. We may not be CBC. We may be a little bit bigger. But we're here. You understand?
But the pleasure of my stretch, and you are more in the community than CBC.
Ah.
So let's face it, you're more Caribbean people listen to you. To your program on CBC. So my voice echoed through the Caribbean more so than through CBC network. So thanks a lot. The pleasure is all my brother Stretch. And I do appreciate this opportunity to speak with you.
Take care, my brother. Mr. Nigel Clark.
Thank you, sir.
President of Barbados House here in Montreal. We got to fulfill some requests. And this is... from Patricia to her ex, all right? This is Bobby Womack, still turning back the pages of time, going through the years. And if you think you're lonely now, wait until tomorrow or tonight. Sounds of Love. All the lovers tonight, 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 tonight. Something to lean on. If you think you're lonely now.
When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, telling me about the things that a girlfriend's got, what she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be more. And the skeletons come out of the closet and chase you all around your room. And the memories sell out like a ghost and dance around in a fast slow tune. Ah, if you think you're lonely now, oh, wait until now. I'll be long.
If you think you're lonely now,
too far gone.
Too far gone.
This is also another request. This is Davil. This time I promise I will be a good guy. I will be well behaved. A little bit of smooth reggae on a Saturday afternoon here in beautiful Montreal, Quebec, Canada. This time I promise.
To
things I used to do. This time I promise, all right? Daville, and we're going to do this song specifically for all my Vincent Massive, beautiful voice of Mr. Gideon James, all the way from Touch Band. He was one of the backbones of this band, all right? So along with a young lady by the name of Cleo, to be exact. And it goes something like this, a little bit of the Christmas. Don't worry, Christmas music gonna come your way that you're gonna say, oh, it's a bit much. But we kind of spreading it out, you know what I mean? This is Cleo and Gideon. Beautiful song. I just play this song sometime and I sing with it.
Our friends have all gone home.
Yes, sir.
You and I are waiting for Santa Claus to come. There's a present by the tree, stockings on the wall. You're in love with me. It's the greatest gift of all.
The fire is slowly fading. Chill is in the air. All the gifts are waiting.
Gotta haul this up again because I simply love this song. And to you, Mr. Errol Mignot.
Dawn is slowly breaking.
From the West Indian Rhythms crew.
Our friends have all gone home.
His name is Gideon James from the band Touch.
You and I are waiting.
And the young lady's name.
For Santa Claus to come.
Cleo.
Present by the tree, stockings on the wall. Knowing you're in love with me, it's the greatest gift of all.
The fire is slowly fading. Chill is in the air. All the gifts are waiting for children everywhere. Through the window I can see snow begins to fall.
Church bell.